This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06. Happy race day. I'm looking outside the weather window, and for the first time in about 48 hours, you can actually see blue sky. How about that? Now, we did get showers on us last night at Five Flag Speedway, door-by-door racing. And also, here's the best part, a couple of new winners for this year, and you won't believe the names. Tim Bryant going to be standing by here in just a few minutes, thanks to Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and George County Motorsports Park bringing you the show today. Also, ARCA Series driver, this is going to be great, out of Pelham, Alabama, Joey Gattina. Now, Joey's got a dream job. He already works with the Dale Jarrett Racing Adventure up at Talladega. Last weekend, he was at the ARCA 499, and he's got a major announcement about a car change and a ride at Michigan. So we're thrilled that he's going to be doing that here on the show. Also, Joe McArdle's got some exciting news. Next Friday, Sunny South Raceway, the mods are coming. How about that? In all classes, even going to do a special open practice next Thursday at Sunny South Raceway, let you know about it. But man, I tell you what, one guy who loves Indianapolis as much as I do, and we're going to start off the show with him from Popular Speed, Matt Weaver. And good morning, Matt. We were just talking off the air, and you were saying, you know, I said, how's the day? How's it like up in Indianapolis? You know, my dad lives across the street from Turn 1. So, and we grew up going to Indianapolis, and now a brand new race. They spent millions of dollars out on the track, changing it up, as you just told me, the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, your first month of May. Come on, buddy. What do you say?
Yeah, it's like I told you just a few minutes ago. Any day that I'm driving to the world's greatest race course is a good day.
Yeah,
I love this place.
Yeah,
I've gone in July or June for the Brickyard. That's a great experience. But I always said when I went up for the NASCAR race that I'm doing myself a disservice by not going to the real show at Indy in the month of May, and here I am.
Wow. And you guys, you know, obviously, it's really easy to find you on Facebook, obviously, Twitter, and, of course, where you're at doing the Popular Speed. But what are some of the storylines? You know, I know there's a lot of changes that, you know, the month of May, they're trying to build a lot more excitement in. The qualifying is always exciting for what they do around the Oval. But now with the Grand Prix of Indianapolis, two major races on the schedule. This is big for Indianapolis, but also huge for IndyCar.
Yeah, in my opinion, this is a way for IndyCar and IMS to really put on a total celebration of what they do from every angle. Mm-hmm. So obviously you have the big race at the end of the month, the Indianapolis 500, and that needs no introduction whatsoever. But in having this new road course race, you also get to show off to the world this other form of racing that you do, the road course racing. And I know there's a lot of, you know, mixed opinions about the IndyCars doing the road course races, mm-hmm. but, you know, right now with this package that they have, everybody is so close, and you see that on the timing charts, and you see it on the racetrack too, where the cars really just can't get separated from each other. So what does that mean for today's race, which takes place at 2:50 p.m. Central on ABC, by the way? It means that these guys are not going to be able to break away from each other. They're going to be right on top of each other, stacked. They're going to be bumping, beating, and banging. It's going to be like a short track race at Mobile International Speedway or Pensacola Flag Speedway.
And that's what they want. That's what IndyCar is trying to do. Now that they're back together, they were split for a while, and I just killed both series. And now you look at a brand new road course, and again, I hope to see a lot of fans out there. And the weather's supposed to be great today. High in the low 70s, partly cloudy, perfect for those cars to run. And 200 miles, so it's 82 laps that you're going to run on the track. Now, what else have you seen, and how do these teams prepare for a big month of May when you know you got the road course? Is anyone working oval stuff right now, or does it start Monday?
Well, it starts tomorrow. Tomorrow is opening day. And so we're going to have Kurt Busch hot off his cup victory, I predict, in my opinion, come down tomorrow and get some testing done. And, you know, no one's really focused on the month of May yet, or at least the oval portion of the month of May, because I think all the teams and drivers do see this as a big race.
Oh, yeah.
I think they would all admit that this is not the same as the Indianapolis 500, but it is a race at IMS, and everybody always wants to be the first. It doesn't matter if it's the first bicycle race at IMS, for the first road course race. They want to be the first, and this is a big deal race to everybody that I talk to.
Well, and again, what's so neat about it is the whole city comes around. I like it a lot of racetracks, but there's just an electricity, and you can feel it when you go like to Talladega, when you go to Daytona, but there's no feeling like when you walk through or drive through the gates of the hallowed halls of Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And I'm very biased because I grew up near it, and like I said, I've got family near it still, and we went all the time. So I'm glad that you're up there, and I do, before we let you go, I know you got a lot of IndyCar stuff to talk about, but I want to hit NASCAR really quick. You just mentioned about some Bush brother trying to win Kansas. Well, you really you think that's the man? You see the old Jimmy John Chevy up there, so you know who's got the pole.
well, for one, I want to add one more point about Indianapolis. Yeah. There's only one thing like it, and I know most people are going to automatically think, oh, well, he's talking about Daytona, and they would be wrong. The closest thing that I can compare to what I've experienced so far here in Indy is the Snowball Derby.
Oh.
And Brian, his bunch has been able to do. It feels a lot like a local Gulf Coast stock car Indianapolis 500. So credit to Tim and his bunch. But as for Kansas, yeah, I think Kurt Busch has the winning hand here. Certainly, Kevin Harvick won the pole, and he's been the fast car here. But you know, from listening to the radio broadcast of the practice session and reading the quote sheets, because I'm not at Kansas this weekend, I think that Daniel Kanos, crew chief, and the driver, they feel awfully confident. And this is a team where, you know, yeah, they got their Martinsville win, but outside of that, it's been a lot of bad luck this year. Uh-huh. And I think more than anything else, they're excited just to get back to a more familiar form of racing, these mile and a half, because running these short tracks and these super speedways and Darlington, which is a monster onto itself.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're ready to get back to the bread and butter of NASCAR, which is these mile and a half racetracks like Kansas.
Did Talladega, your thoughts really quick. A lot of people think Dale Earnhardt Jr. did the wrong thing. He predicted and knew the big wreck was coming. He was running up front, finishes 26th, 28th, something like that.
Well, Dale Jr. tried to come to the front. I know a lot of people were saying, oh, well, he didn't even try. Well, he got a big run going on the outside, and that doozy, doggy car, whatever, driven by Josh Wise, jumped in front of him. It killed his momentum, and then the caution came out. And so then Dale Jr., stuck in about 30th, had no place to really go on the final green-white checkered. And, you know, that outside line really didn't work all day. There were spurts of it where if you had the right people pushing you, you can go. But stuck in 30th, Earnhardt really didn't. And so he tried. He wanted to wait till the last minute. We've seen that work out so many times. It didn't work out here. The most important thing is he has a win already, so he can kind of experiment like that. That's true. Take the chance, because he can save this car and try to go win Daytona back-to-back races.
Which could happen. Two more things with NASCAR. Richard Petty Motorsports is considering a move to Toyota. They're talking engines. They're talking all sorts of different partnerships, and their contract with Ford is done at the end of this year. Have you heard any rumblings? I guess that the meeting was at Richmond.
Yeah, I don't really know about that because the meeting took place at Richmond, and they didn't really talk about it at Talladega, so I'm out of the loop. But when you ask me about it, and I try to sit there and decipher what's best for Richard Petty Motorsports moving forward, in my opinion, I think they are best served to stay with Ford, just because you know they've grown so much over the past 3 or 4 years affiliated with Ford and affiliated with Roush, and that program is really moved into chase caliber, top 10 caliber on Ford. Now, you start to look at the Ford program and you look at Roush. Roush is so disorganized. I think they're going to lose Carl Edwards and Greg Biffle.
And Carl's not talking about, sorry to interrupt, but I do it all the time. But I saw that the media's really been trying to poke at Carl and ask him about his contract, and Carl's not talking, but he usually doesn't. He's one of those guys that keep pretty close to him, isn't he?
Yeah, and he did the same thing a few years ago, too. Just one last point on RPM. If Roush falls, RPM could be in line to become the top four team, and that's why I think it's important for them to stay with Ford. But as for Carl, yeah, we saw this a few years ago when he was negotiating with Joe Gibbs a little bit, and he kind of kept things close to the vest in that scenario too. And I think Carl has kind of learned his lesson from that deal, because he saw that Matt Kenseth took essentially the ride that was offered to him at JGR and became an overnight championship contender. And again, Roush is very disorganized right now, so I think both he and Greg are going to have to look long and hard about what they're going to do over the next few seasons, because, you know, a Roush contract doesn't mean what it used to, say, 10 years ago.
That's true. Real quick, because I know we're running out of time, talking with Matt Weaver with Popular Speed live from Indy for the inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis. Brad Keselowski, six laps down at Dega. You go from there.
I think the world of Brad as a champion, as an ambassador. Brad's the man. But with that being said, he made a boneheaded move and decision on Sunday to be racing that hard with the leaders, with, you know, six laps down, 40 laps to go. And the reason is not because really he was six laps down, but it's because he wasn't even in position to get a lucky dog. Jamie McMurray was four laps down. He would have got the next few lucky dogs if he got the caution laps that he believed that he could have got. After the wreck, I talked to Brad, and Brad said, you know, man, I was only one or two debris cautions away from getting back into this thing. I'm like, no, you weren't.
A lot more than that. But, you know, you have those cautions. Really quick, your pick for today's big Indy race, again, the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. Who has been sticking out on that road course?
You know, it's so hard because these guys are so close together. But if I were to go with my gut, I think this is where Scott Dixon picks up his first win of the season and establishes himself as a bona fide championship contender for the second year in a row.
Well, how can we keep track of you? Because I always do it on Facebook, but also, of course, so you've got so many different areas. How can we watch you?
Yeah, the best two ways are to, you know, add me as a friend on Facebook, Matt Weaver, SBN. That's a real good way to get all my stories and all my pictures like you do. And I'm on Twitter as well, same name, Matt Weaver, SBN. And I post all my stories, all my pictures, all my updates, and really I'm a social media fiend.
Yeah, you're up there with me, brother. Hey, man, enjoy the weekend. Have fun at the race and keep posting, brother.
Yeah, have fun back home at MIS. I miss you guys.
We miss you too. There's Matt Weaver again, living the dream up in Indianapolis for us. And yeah, you're right. That weather, it looks nice outside. I think we're going to get this racing in, get these showers out. And I tell you what, these guys all over the social media ready to bring their race cars out. Still got more racing to talk about, including short track with open wheel modifieds at Sunny South next weekend. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show on the team's website. It's usfdracing.org, United States Fire Department Racing. And we race to bring awareness to all the volunteer fire departments around the country. A new driver from Pensacola, Kurtner Kafka, he was testing and actually qualifying yesterday. The hood flew up on his car, and this was a car that was borrowed. So we'll get the story a little bit later with Tim Bryan on how that went. Also, in just a few minutes, ARCA Series driver Joey Katina, and this is going to be great, from Pelham, Alabama. He's got the dream job, like we were talking about. He works with Dale Jarrett Racing Adventure, and last weekend he was up in the Aaron's 499, worked out a deal for a brand new ride, so we're going to be able to talk to him in just a minute. And a brand new, not a brand new because they've come before, but an exciting time at Sunny South Raceway as the modifieds are coming back. And I know there's a huge go-kart race coming with $1,000 to win, so lots of stuff going on. Joe McCardle joins us from Sunny South. On a wet morning so far, but you know what? It looks great so far for next weekend, too. How about it, buddy?
You're right. Good morning, and thank you for having us on.
Oh, yeah.
And I am glad this is an off week.
I bet you are.
This is nice to see it rain on the off weekend.
Well, yeah, no kidding. You guys are about ready to get it on. Next race is coming up next Friday. The Gulf States Modified Series returns to Sunny South Raceway. What is that series?
What is that series? Well, last year, they were known as the Topless.
That's those guys. Okay.
And this year, they kind of went together. They're running sheet metal on top of the car now.
Okay.
And they call themselves the Gulf Coast Modified Series. And you can go to their website, Gulf Coast Modified, GSMSRacing.com.
Okay. I'm going to write that down.
And right. And their phone number is 228-224-5843, and you can get their rules.
Cool.
They give you choice of two tires. And there's some rules in there, but basically, there were topless last year. They're going with full sheet metal this year.
That was an exciting race because those guys were all over the place, and I can't tell you how much torn sheet metal up there was. Lots of crazy racing, and these guys have so much power. I love the track. Sunny South Raceway is so much fun to race at. There's not a bad seat in the house, but, man, when you bring in those big cars like the Modifieds, they have so much more power than what that track can handle, and they're trying to drive it with their gas or turn it with their gas foot and their brake. I mean, it's exciting racing.
It is. We love it, and I might add this Gulf Coast Modified Series. Mm-hmm. Now, these are the dirt cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these are not the asphalt boys. These are the dirt people, and they've come up with a few rules just for asphalt.
So if we have an asphalt car and we want to come play next weekend, even though the series usually is on dirt, you're going to be able to bring your modified out there.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
You are
welcome. And, you know, we had this last year.
Yep.
We had, without mentioning names, we had one car come in from Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he and other people proceeded to meet out on the track just about every other lap.
and we were pitting next to him, I remember.
And it proved for some exciting races.
Yeah. On and off the track, brother.
Yeah, in fact, a couple times the track went yellow, and I know several cars went backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Down the front straightaway to go over there in the meeting area in number four turn to have a little talk.
Yeah.
But it all worked out, and we welcomed them back. We're here to put on the show, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, and talk about, because you've got all the other classes running, too.
Yes, sir. We're going to have a busy night.
Yeah.
We're running a full schedule, plus the modifieds, and we're going to give them two heats and a 30-lap feature.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to run a complete schedule for all our regulars.
And that's in the list. Is you got the Mighty Mites, you got the Junior One Champs, which is the next list up or the next class up for the Cage Kart and for the kids. Senior Pro Clone, the Bandoleros, then your Mini Stocks, Pro Challenge, Legends, and then you bring out the Modified Series. So you start at 1 in the afternoon? Jeez.
I wish. But hey. When a certain track opens in the infield, you better believe come Saturday at noon, the gates will be open.
Let's talk about that. I know rain has been a problem, and you guys have found some just internal issues with the surfacing and everything. But, you know, for people who don't know, Sunny South Raceway used to be J&J Motor Speedway. It was a dirt track way out in Grand Bay, Alabama. It's about 6 or 7 miles past the big track, as most people say. And when you get out there, the owners at one time put over $1 million easily to make it look like Bristol. It really is like a private Bristol in our own backyard. That's what I tell everybody. And now everything else that you guys are doing, we were talking off the air, the fan count's been great. The car count's been great. And now you've got a dirt track going in on the inside. So tell us about how that's going.
Well, like I said, we're in kind of at a halt right now. There's several things going on. Rain is not helping matters.
Yeah.
We went so far, we've got the tubing for the wiring and the water already drilled underneath the track.
Great.
So it's not a dead issue. It's just a couple of setbacks. We're going with it. What can I say?
We're
going to have a dirt track in the infield. We're going to give you something that you can't go nowhere else and get. You can sit in your favorite spot in the bleachers, whether mm-hmm. it be 1-2 turns or the front straightaway, and you have your choice of the type of racing you wish to see.
Yeah, it's going to be great. SunnySouthRaceway.org. And again, can you give me more on this $1,000 race we were talking about, the go-karts?
Okay.
These guys, this is exciting stuff, because if you've not been and seen the go-karts at Sunny South, I raced dirt in go-karts where I started off, and then we raced at Sunny South. That's like night to day, because you're like a Daytona, an inch off the ground going 80 miles an hour, bumping the guy ahead of you. It's awesome.
What Sunny South is going to do? Well, first of all, let's back up. This coming Thursday night at 6 o'clock, we have an open practice.
Yeah.
Modifieds, all the people that wish to come in and tune the car in. Mm-hmm. We will race the 16th this coming Friday night, be a regular show. And then the following weekend, The 23rd Friday, the 24th Saturday is our two-day show. It's our 11th annual Memorial Day Classic Race to Glory. We have a total purse of $8,000.
Wow. And that's all the and in that mix, I believe the vintage cars are still coming.
The vintage cars will be there for their feature on Saturday night. The senior pros will come in for $1,000 to win. The legends will come in for $1,000 to win. The pro challenge will come in for $1,000 to win. The smaller classes, the junior ones, the mighty might, the junior ones and the bandos will run for gift certificates and prizes and trophies. And the mighty mites, all they got to do is show up. We're going to take care of them. These are our boys. These are our future stars.
That's so true. Well, obviously, it's a nice, rare weekend off. But, again, Thursday you have practice, and anyone can bring their cars out for that practice.
Yes, sir.
How
yes,
much
sir.
Is it to get into the pits?
We kind of leaning toward maybe zero.
Ooh, that's one of those good prices. Okay.
Well, yeah, we hope everybody can work that into the budget.
Yeah, no kidding. But, it's right on schedule, brother.
Well, we want everybody, like I said, you don't even have to race the sunny side of the country. Come in and bed some brakes in, fry clutch and warm some tires up. Come on down.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right. If you don't have a car, come down here and get the chain fence and watch cars.
Yeah, I bet you can probably find a ride if you get out there, too. Hey, Joe, we appreciate it again, and we'll get back with you. Can't wait to hear about how all it goes into next Saturday. So good luck. No rain, right?
Right on.
All right, Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway. We appreciate him, as always, being a big part of the show. You got to check him out also on Facebook. So coming up next, well, we're going to go ARCA Racing. This is exciting. A brand-new driver. His name's Joey Gattina, and he's going to show us and tell us a little bit about a major move that he's got coming up that could really mean something big in his racing career. How cool is that? Seeing some of our local guys from Pelham, Alabama, make it to the top. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, we'll podcast your show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And by the way, just another reminder, again, Mobile International Speedway racing tonight. And Tim Bryant standing by in the next 10 minutes or so. We'll get him on here. Now, watching the weather radar really looks pretty good. And I want you all to get on to Facebook. And remember, we've got a brand new reality TV show. It's called Roll Cage Cowboys. We've got some awesome video, and we can't say much, but there's a major network we're talking to about right now, so fingers crossed, hopefully that'll go, but we'd love for you to like the page. In just a month and a half, we've had over 5,600 people like the page, and some pretty cool video stuff's there. So I'm excited about this next driver because he's really living the dream. He lives out in Pelham, Alabama. He's got a friend of ours, a mutual friend, that kind of turned me on to Joey. His name's Joey Gattina. Hold on a second. I said it right, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I butchered it all during the rest of the show, Joey. Hey, Joey, good morning, man. You know, you guys ran Talladega in the 06 car. We were talking off the air a little bit how you got started, but I want you to share. Again, Joey, you live in Pelham. You work for the Dale Jarrett Racing Adventure as one of the instructors, so that probably helps. But tell us how you got the ride at Dega, how you've been doing in ARCA, and how you got to where you're at.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on this morning. You know, it's just by luck, by chance. Took a swing. I'm 34 years old, and you know, usually at this age, you know, the level of racing that we're at's not really achievable. But yeah. I wanted to take one last swing before I said it was all over with. And we actually took a little article out in our local newsletter here in Pelham, and from that, it kind of lists what we wanted to do. And I started out with it was Joey Gattina drive to Daytona in 2014, and we were just going to simply try to do an ARCA test.
Yeah.
And from there, the great guys at Peterson Motorsports, Wayne Peterson, Mike Peterson, they somehow got a hold of this thing, and they called me, and 6-7 months later, we worked the deal out. We got to go down to Mobile, and so we went from a start, you know, just to do a test to actually going down and doing a start at Mobile. We didn't get to run a whole lot of laps because, you know, definitely an underfunded race team, but turned 24 laps, and absolutely loved Mobile, and I cannot wait for next year to go back.
Good. But, welcome back home, buddy.
Yeah, man. And two, you know, we get our second start at Talladega, so both starts in Alabama. So
That's huge.
But, you know, we're really happy and fortunate for today to even have the opportunity to get a chance to say we're going to run for James Hilton in the 48 car. I think it's just cool to have Mr. Hilton's number in my phone, much less drive his race car. So.
And for people who don't know, he is the guy, he's the oldest. How old is James?
I don't even know.
We know he's in between 70 and 80. Let's just say that.
Yeah,
that's safe. And he's out there all the time, and he just loves it. And I heard he was going to retire, but then I saw him at the Mobile ARCA race, and he just has that cigar inside of his mouth and happy to be where he's at.
Oh, definitely. I heard that a rowdy told me all he needed was a place to lay his head and a couple of fried eggs, and he was happy, you know.
And like you said, you're announcing it. You're actually going to be going up there with Rowdy, our buddy Rowdy Maglite, and you're going to be running Michigan. Now, that's not the next race, but that's the one you guys will go to. And how do you prepare for that?
Well, you know, like we talked about earlier with the Dale Jr. Racing Adventure, luckily I've been able to get a ton of seat time.
Oh, yeah. And get paid for it.
What's that?
And get paid for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. And so, you know, that experience, you know, obviously we're not going that fast, but it still helps with the weight of the car and then kind of feeling the track. And something else I love more than anything in the world is sim racing. I do a ton of iRacing with my league, realsimracing.com, and these iRacers out there. Scott Stenzel actually races with us, and Justin Boston in the ARCA Series joins us every now and then, and we just have a blast with it. So, I mean, you know, anytime you're going in circles, it can't be a bad thing.
Yeah, that's so true. And again, with your age, you're going up against a lot of, I guess you got to call them younger guns, and they seem like they keep getting younger and younger, at least from the late models. You know, we've got a young guy who won yesterday who's in between 13 and 14 years old. First win this year over there in a pro late model. And you see that also in the ARCA. I mean, you've got the younger guys. So, but also, again, you've got the James Heldens and things like that. So how does that make you feel? Are you intimidated at all?
No, I'm not intimidated. I think that, you know, I think the best thing for me is these young guys. I think, you know, the fans are definitely, you know, got a disconnect with the sport right now because of age.
Yeah.
I know everybody wants to put their kid out there as fast as they can, but, you know, this sport was founded on guys that were, you know, in their 30s and, you know, so forth. And, you know, you had somebody you could look up to that's lived a life and, you know, struggled to get there and made it, you know, and they're racing to put food on the table. So it's a little different nowadays. I mean, you know, simply you can go out and buy a ride now, which I guess is fortunate for me a little bit. But
well, that's another thing I wanted to ask you about. We're talking with ARCA Series driver Joey Gattina, and what kind of, you know, realistically, without you telling me your bank account, but, I mean, what kind of money do you guys have to come up with to be competitive to go race Michigan and have more than just a little bit of fun? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, well, we definitely, you know, Bruce Griffin with Griffin Services is coming along with me. Bruce has been with me since day one and kind of helping me see this through. And he's going to be our primary, you know, I guess you have to say primary for all he's done for us. Awesome. And but we're going to have some different sponsorship packages available on our website. We definitely have got to search for funding every week. We work our tails off for every race. And it's kind of always set Michigan out. It's June 13th. It gives us time to go to work and find some money. You know, we have a thing on the back of our race car in the deck lid where you can go and pay $25 and have your name put on the car.
That's awesome.
Have your name on James Hilton's race car and have this wonderful driver, myself, driving you around the track for the low price of $25.
That's pretty cool. And I bet you can find that car if you go up to Michigan and get a picture with it. That'd be awesome to see.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to announce, you know, more as after this interview goes on. We're going to in the later days, we'll have some things up on our website, but we're definitely going after some other additional funding, and we have ways that you can get your company involved in my racing program for as low as $500 for associate sponsors. We send out pictures and so forth, and if you want an autograph, it'd be my pleasure to send you one. But you know, we just, you know, looking for support, and not only for myself but for Mr. Hilton. It's very expensive to do what we do, but you know, we gotta have the sponsors, and we gotta have the support.
Well, what's the website?
My website is joeygracing.com.
All right, joeygracing.com.
Joeygracing.com. Yeah, and the fans, so we've got different tabs, of course, and the fan support thing, if anybody's interested in that. We did it at Talladega and had a blast with it. A lot of, you know, family and friends had fun with it. And, of course, being from Alabama, I'm a big Alabama fan.
Oh, there you go.
And everybody wanted to put War Eagle on the car, and that didn't work out. They got their name instead of War Eagle. So.
I noticed it was Auburn colors, though. Was that hard to drive? That, you probably didn't care, did you?
Well, no, I'd have drove a pink car.
That's right. Hey, how'd you get started, Joey? I know where you're at now and how you're taking it to the next level, but was it go-karts? I mean, how did the racing bug bite you?
Well, my grandfather, I was just blessed to be around Jimmy Evans, gave me the bug at a young age. And 1990, I went to Talladega to see the first race, and, you know, I was just addicted from day one. And I'm not like all the other guys, you know, my path is way different. Mm-hmm. You know, once my grandfather passed away when I was a sophomore in high school, and our deal was, you know, you graduate high school, kind of what Bobby did to Davey.
Yeah.
You know, you graduate high school, then we'll go race, and that was what he thought. And, of course, we never got that opportunity. Yeah. So at my 21st birthday, you know, I had some money put aside, and I went and bought a race car out of a junkyard. It was a Buick Regal. It had a piece of steel down the side and a red leather bucket seat, and it was set. We were so underfunded that I had to take the battery out of my truck and I pulled the car out.
Yeah, I've been there.
And put in my race car. So,
that's awesome.
You know, it was so, it was so primitive, but I mean, it's kind of one of those deals, you know, how bad do you want it?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the safest thing, probably wasn't the best decision, sure. But, you know, I'd do it again tomorrow just to be behind the wheel of a race car. But it's all been, you know, trying to own my own race team and trying to find my path as an owner and just in local racing has been such a struggle. And to know where we are today, you know, hopefully we can get the word out to some of these young guys, you know, because it is going to be a tough road. You know, not everybody gets a chance to make it to the next level. And,
right.
You know, NASCAR's so far away. You know, I was asked last night, where do I see this going after this? Well, I can't even believe I got to this point. So I don't even know what the next step is. I know next year we have to run a full ARCA schedule, but after that, I have no idea. I'm
that's
just going
awesome.
To let the Lord drive the car, and I'm just going to hang on, you know.
Well, I tell you, that's great. One more thing really quick. We have a lot of young drivers that listen. I mean, you got go-karters at Sunny South Raceway with the cage karts running at 4, 5, 6 years old. And a lot of the families are just getting into racing. So my one question I like to ask a lot of new people that come on the show is, what would be that one good piece of advice you would give a young driver?
Patience. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, and you just got to respect your craft, respect what you're doing, and remember everybody's watching you. You definitely don't, you know, sponsors, fans, just watch how you carry yourself at the racetrack and just keep a positive attitude. That's probably a lot more than you asked, but that's a tough question.
No, man, but that's a good one. But, Joey, we wish you the best of luck. I want to thank Rowdy Magline. I know he's listening, brother. Thank you for the input. And, again, once you get up to Michigan, love to get a report back, and we'll keep track of you. Okay, Joey?
Man, thank you so much. Y'all have a great morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
There you go. Again, this guy's going to be a hot shoe in the ARCA series. That was, again, Joey Giottina. So we wish him good luck. And that website is joeygracing.com. If you want to go check out that car and see if you want to help him out. There's more racing to continue. Looking out the window, blue skies. I think we're going to get it in today at Mobile International Speedway. Hang on. Tim Bryant will let us know next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and George County Motorsports Park all being part of the show. And as we're looking outside the window, I see blue skies, watching the weather radar, and what looks like surround the area. We'll be gone by about 1 or 1:30, and it's clear skies after that, which tells me we should be good for Mobile International Speedway. Before we bring on Tim Bryant, I want to say thanks to everybody at Kane Motorsports and everyone, all the great sponsors to help us out. McDonald's, obviously, all Gulf Coast McDonald's on board with the childhood cancer car, and of course, Pull Apart. And for every top five we get, well, they give us an extra $100 this week because our fourth place, we get to give another $100 to Team Keegan. I want you to go online, go to teamkeegan.com. It's an amazing just resource for children who are fighting cancer. Also, thanks to Bay City Collision and Perkins Hurricane Landing. Good day to go fishing in Bay Minette there. USFD Racing, Skywatch Traffic, Falsac Tires, Performance Graphics, also Metroglass and Mobile, and Alabama Teen Challenge. So we appreciate those guys, and I'll be loading up the car to head over to the track. And that's what Tim Bryant's doing now, heading over there right now from Pensacola. And, you know, a lot of people, Tim, didn't think we'd get it in last night. And when I was leaving Wilcox, it was raining sideways. But you're just getting rain in Pensacola. Good morning.
Good morning, Kane. And, I guess we need to thank Mother Nature on one hand for allowing us to get last night's program in, but we'd also like to scold her just a little bit for not letting everybody else know that we were racing last night.
Yeah.
It's just one of those nights. It rained everywhere. but Five Flags Speedway. And for the folks that didn't make it over there, we're sorry because they missed one heck of a show.
You know, you've got this is the Pro Late Models, and I heard talking with fans, and I heard talking with people that work at the track. I heard people from the car owners to the drivers. They really like this format of what you did with the Pro Late Models, kind of a double up 20 plus 30. So can you explain what that is and what we do tonight?
Well, it's the same thing tonight. We will qualify the Pro Late Model. We'll open the program with a 20-lap feature race with the fastest guy in the front and run that race. And at the end of it, all the cars that finish that race in the lead lap, which in all likelihood will be all of them in a 20-lapper, we'll do a complete invert for what will close the show with a 30-lap race with the previous race winner, obviously, in the rear. So a lot of passing going on in those type of races.
Oh, and it was great racing, and, you know, the first race, there was a brand-new young driver. Well, he's not brand-new, but down here he is, from Georgia, R.S. Stagger, is that right?
Center. R.S. Center.
Sorry, right? Okay.
It's Center with an S.
Yeah, and this kid, let me tell you, had a good-looking Toyota, and he could drive, and from what I learned being up from Georgia, he's a two-time champion, state champion, and also a two-time, I believe, national champion for the Legend Cars. So, and I've talked to some folks on Facebook and said, yeah, I used to race with him. Kid can drive, and boy, I tell you what, he just pulled away from the field that first race.
Well, two things. Number one is he does have a lot of experience in those type of cars and knows how to win. He also has a pretty experienced race team. His dad, Richard Center, has owned a race team for quite some time. Paul Kelly used to be their driver, now has moved into the crew chief role. You know, they've got a really good team. They, excuse me, unfortunately, we're not going to see them tonight at MIS. They're headed back to Georgia. They've got other obligations on Saturday, so but that's not to say that last night's second race winner won't be there, because he is chomping at the bit. He's on a roll.
Yeah, and it was side-by-side, and I tell you what, the second race winner, and we'll get back to the rest of the Bomber Sportsmen and everyone else that raced out last night, but, man, one of the best races I've seen in the late models for a long time, side-by-side, Wayne Nadek and Jr. Looked like he owned that win, but what happened? A young gun took it.
Yes, he did. Of course, two wins for Junior Nedeck, and last year at Mobile was chomping at the bit to get Victory Lane at Five Flags, where he'd won so many times years ago. Looked like it was going to be his night last night. Had a caution flag come out with three laps to go. Ended up having two restarts, and Jared Jones from Mooresville, North Carolina, wound up on the outside on the restarts. They raced several laps there, side-by-side, wheel-to-wheel, and Garrett Jones ended up winning by about 2 feet.
And boy, I tell you what, Garrett Jones, he's probably about like 75 pounds. I mean, he's just a little. His dad and crew chief lifted him up, and I mean, he's like almost launched him in the air. They were so happy. And that win is special for him, isn't it?
It's very special for him. He's a guy that you're going to be hearing a lot about. He's going to be following in the footsteps of Chase Elliott and John Hunter Nemechek. Has good equipment, good people working on it, and ain't afraid to mash the gas, as they say.
That's so true. There were a couple accidents there that I know Dustin Smith, and also we had, gosh, it was Elliot Massey was involved, and also the 28 of Stephen Davis. And those cars ended up into the wall, and some front end damage on them as well.
Yeah, some pretty severe damage on the 42, actually.
Yeah,
the Preston
42,
Brothers
I'm
car,
sorry.
Stephen Davis. Elliot Massey, raring to go tonight at MIS. Larry Blunt Jr. was working on his car. He's a South Florida driver who came up for the weekend, was working on his car late last night, making preparations for tonight. And Dustin Smith, they had some extra body parts, and I'm sure Todd Martin is probably thrashing this morning on that car, getting him ready for tonight. So good field of cars expected, and of course, you know, we got some pro truck action, sportsmen and bombers, too.
That's true. Now, last night we saw Dave Mader pull away from the field at the Superstocks. Looked like he was the car to beat, but one of the wildest, most unique-looking, wedge-looking cars took the lead and the win.
Well, Todd Jones had won on opening day, so he's 2-for-2 in our Superstock division this year. It was good to see Dave Mader and T.J. Williams' car at Pensacola, and looked like it may be a popular win. Those two guys actually put on a dazzling display of driving. Never touched each other, but raced, I mean, inches apart, lap after lap. Todd finally got the edge on him and won by about 2 car lengths.
Well, it's 6 races at 2 different tracks for our sportsman winner, and that was the first thing he did. He climbed out of the car, looked right at me, and put the 6 up there. Had to get that photo up on Facebook. Brandon Fowler, but boy, he had to earn it. Shane Ard was there, and a few other cars, too.
Yeah, Brandon Fowler and Shayna Hart have got a real battle going on. Yeah. Now it's 3-1 is the score. Brandon's won three features. Shayna was almost evened it up at 2-2 last
night.
It was a battle to the end. Of course, Randy Thompson finished third. By the way, our results are up at FivePlexSpeedway.com.
Okay.
Any folks that might be having trouble might refresh their computer and get those results. But it was a good night of racing. Close racing in every division. And, again, thanks to Mother Nature for allowing us to get it in. And hopefully she's going to be just as kind to us tonight.
Well, we had bombers racing last night. And now I hope to see some of those bombers come across the pond, as we say, because $200 bounty for B.J. Latham, one of my fellow Roll Cage Cowboy guys. And, of course, the Roll Cage Cowboy crew will be out there filming again the reality TV show, one of major networks looking at right now. So fingers crossed, could be big for a lot of bomber drivers and also for the speedways in the area. But what's it going to take to get down B.J. out from the top? I've got a couple planned ideas, but I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know one guy that had some gears turning last night. He didn't commit, but Hunter Ward was asking about that bounty on B.J. Latham. So don't be surprised when he first started talking about it. He says, I don't know if I can beat that guy. And then he almost talked himself into believing that he could. So it's possible that we'll see him tonight. Great bomber race last night. By the way, I got to make a call out to John Kevin Barrett, who led most of last night's bomber race. He got in a pretty bad crash last week.
Yeah.
Kevin, as we know him, fans will recognize, it looks like he stepped off the stage at his ZZ Top concert.
Yeah.
And he ended up with a third-place finish and was real happy with that. Michael Nelson had a strong run last night, actually challenged Hunter Ward for the win. So, congratulations to those three guys for finishing on the podium.
Now, tonight we have the Sportsman. We also have the Pro Trucks. J.J. Day will return and trying to go for that track record. He was a practice Thursday, looked quick.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a good field of Pro Trucks tonight. J.J. Day, of course, probably the marked man. But I know the Leachman Barnes group is looking to rebound from opening night over there, and a host of others as well. Should be a good field of trucks tonight.
Well, this is cool. This is one of my funnest, I guess, or one of the funnest ways to race, I think, because tonight you're going to have qualifying all the classes, you're going to have heat races all the classes, and you're going to have feature for all the classes. A good old Saturday night at the track, and it looks like weather's going to hold off. So let me ask you, though, when you get to the track, what's the best way to keep track of you? Will it be Facebook? Will it be on the website if there are weather issues, and when do you make that call?
Absolutely. We'll be making posts on Facebook throughout the day if there's any changes or if it's even questionable. Right now, I would say to folks, check our Facebook page at noon. We'll put an update up. Of course, it's no secret. We do have some water issues there at the Speedway. So even if it stops raining, we've got to make sure the water will all drain and the track can be raced on safely. So we're going to be monitoring that throughout the morning and early afternoon. But our plans right now is the gates open at 2, grandstand gates open at 4, and racing at 7 p.m.
How do we find the track off the interstate for folks who might not know?
Well, it's exit 10 towards Biola Battery, and you can't miss it on the left.
That's the best way to, yeah. If you miss it, you got a problem, right? Hey, Tim,
by the way, you touched on it, Kane.
Yeah.
What a car to racing. I don't even know how many races. 12, 13 races tonight, qualifying. Heat races for everybody, feature races for everybody, and it's going to be a fast-paced night of action.
Well, Tim, we're looking forward to loading up here about noon and heading that way, so thank you for everything you're doing, and we appreciate being part of it, and I think we got a great chance to get it in tonight.
Yeah, we're going to do our best. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right, no problem. That's Tim Bryant again with Five Flag Speedway. We appreciate everybody coming on again. Matt Weaver, Popular Speed, live at Indy. You can find him on, Twitter's the best way to find him. Joe McArdle, Sunny South Raceway, May 16th, next Friday. Remember, a big race with the open wheel modifieds. These are dirt cars, so bring your dirt cars. Bring your pavement cars. They're going to let you run anyway. ARCA Series driver, Joey Giatina. Again, if you go to I don't remember the website. I'll have to find it. But anyway, we'll get him on there and talk with him. But Joey, good luck with his running up there in Michigan. And Tim Bryant said it best. Hey, we've got racing to go. All you teams start loading up. Weather radar looks great. Y'all be safe. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you next weekend.